Jesus, thank you for all the new experiences that you provide for us daily. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Welcome, everybody, to the Keith and the Girl Comedy Talk Show. Find us at keithandthegirl.com or on iTunes. Michael Khalili.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. It's my birthday.
Well, I'm already moving on. Lauren Hennessy.
Happy birthday to me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No.
No?
No.
It's my birthday.
It's Michael's birthday.
Kenda's so into birthdays. She does not find this funny or cute.
You know, when I was a little kid, if I'd go to a friend's birthday party and everyone would sing happy birthday to the person, I'd want them to sing happy birthday to me after.
Did you get your wish?
Yeah.
You're so rude.
Would you be pouty?
I'd be like, what the hell? Like, why do they get sung to? And I don't. I didn't get it. I was like three.
Yeah, I guess I've been missing the whole concept of birthday.
Yeah.
I know.
Why
I think
can't
it's
anybody
just for
explain?
My brothers. Yeah.
Why can't anybody explain it to me? Why only singing to one person?
You know?
Well, welcome, everybody. We're fresh off the 30-hour marathon, but you've been hearing clips about it. And we'll have the whole thing available to you soon. A lot of people listening to us right now on the iPhone application, as well as other smartphones.
KeithandTheGirl.com/app.
Totally free.
Yep.
The iPhone now, of course, works with Verizon, or will February 10th. You don't have to go with AT&T. You can use Verizon. I, of course, got a new iPhone.
Just a couple weeks ago.
So I had to sign up again 2 years with AT&T, and you're all welcome. Because if I didn't sign up, they wouldn't have went to Verizon.
I remember my phone was so broken. Remember I was putting it in plastic bags in the refrigerator so it could get started again. You know, pretty much It started to become a daily habit. Oh, it's not working. I guess I have to put it in the refrigerator and then it starts working. I was trying so hard because we kept hearing rumors. It's going to be on Verizon. I hate AT&T. More than 50% of the calls drop, right? So I was waiting and waiting until my phone just really just crapped out. And then I signed up to AT&T not long ago. So I have a 2-year stupid fucking contract with these assholes. And, you know, you start considering, should I just break my contract for $175? It's just too much money. They make it just enough money that you're like, no, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. I wonder if they had that timed. Like, we're going to fuck all the phones right before Verizon gets out so everyone has to get a new contract.
They were pushing that.
Because isn't Verizon coming out like now with one like in the next couple months or so?
February 10th. Is that what you mean? The iPhone?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. You know, maybe AT&T will up their game now because they have to. No,
I expected AT&T to up their game.
They didn't have to.
No, because so many people are signing up to them, they finally have enough money, let's say, to up their game. And, you know, knowing that at some point the iPhone will let them go and not be exclusive, you know?
Well, hopefully everybody will go to Verizon. You two will be the only ones left on AT&T and you'll have the network to yourself.
It'll still drop. It doesn't matter. Right. The reason why I originally didn't get an iPhone right away, because I thought the phone was really cool, was because I would have to transfer to AT&T.
Right. Well, maybe you guys shouldn't make calls at the same time on your phone. So you guys should. Only you can make a call at one time.
When I was fixing my airline ticket problems, I had to make an important phone call. The call, get this, lasted on AT&T. For 1 hour, 22 minutes.
See, I know when you're lying, not because of where you're looking or if you're twitching. I know that that is just a lie.
You can't believe it.
No, I don't believe it. Because you know what's great is I think the customer service knows that I'm on an iPhone and right before they give me the important information or right as I'm getting on their nerves, oops, the call drops.
Well, I
they make that click.
click.
I don't understand all the applications they have, though, where you don't need phone service anymore.
Yeah, that's weird.
There's this, I don't want to say it. I feel like I'm going to do everybody such a favor if you don't know about this. But if I swear to God, if it gets involved with what I'm doing, there's this app, it's called Viber, and I think right now it's free. You're making phone calls over the internet for free, anywhere. And it's like Skype, but even clearer. And I don't think you need broadband. I don't think you need so many bars. on you know what I mean? So you don't need so much internet, I believe, for it to work. And it works nice. That's how I'm talking to my girlfriend. It's between that and Angry Birds and texting. You know what? I don't even need my phone service. Yeah, I guess you have to pay them to keep things going, but you don't need them anymore. And I don't know why phone companies allow this to be legal.
Yeah, that's weird. That's really weird. But they can't not.
They tried for a while to like keep Skype from coming on and keep all this stuff, but it's where it's going. So what are they going to do? They've got to support it, and I guess they'll just up the data charges on you.
And Keith, I don't know why you think you're getting away with anything. Do you know how much your cell phone bill is, whether you use it or not?
Right. $1,000 a month.
You know, it doesn't matter. You know, whatever plan you have, they're screwing you. Oh, you want to use the internet to make phone calls, but just a little bit of the internet? Okay, that's how we're charging now.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me tell you this. This show is brought to you by IReconnectedWithMyFirstLove.com. IReconnectedWithMyFirstLove.com is searching for people to complete a questionnaire for those who have reconnected with, everybody?
Their first love.
That's right. Go to IReconnectedWithMyFirstLove.com and submit your anonymous responses now.
When Chemda told me about the sponsor, we really did do some kind of who's on first. And she's like, all right, so we'll do this ad. I reconnect with my first love. I'm like, all right, what's he selling?
Seriously, he really thought I reconnected with my first love.
And he wanted to plug something. She's like, so what do you think? And I'm like, about your friend? I don't care.
Could I go to like, I rehooked up with my first love? It's just sort of like I had a one night stand.
Please stop ruining my sponsor.
That's a connection. That's a reconnection.
But yeah, during the 30-hour marathon, we were talking about our trips. I went to the UK eventually. Chemda went to Hawaii, told those stories.
Yeah, I told most of them. There's a couple that, you know, maybe didn't make it in. But yeah, Lauren grew up on Maui. And so I was going to meet her parents / all her childhood friends, which on Maui, it's such a small island. I swear to God, not one outing, not to the supermarket, not to a coffee shop, not to anywhere. There wasn't this, Lauren? I knew that was you. And if she was wearing pajama pants, you know, like she has these stripy pants that look sort of pajama-y.
Used to wear pajama pants in high school every day, like a different pair every day. That's all I wore. I just wore pajama pants.
And so now, you know, if she's wearing pajama pants out, it's a Lauren thing. So right. Everyone recognized her. But everywhere we went, it's Lauren, is that you? And then a trip to the coffee shop is like a half an hour just to get there, you know, because everyone has to reconnect with their first Lauren. So.
Would you, by the way, wear, sleeping pants to school every day because you were gay, that you couldn't come out and you're like, what's the point? I don't have to impress anybody. I can't come out. Fuck all of you. I can't date anybody I want.
Probably, now that I think about it. I just don't care.
Well, then maybe I couldn't come out either, because at some point in my high school career, I remember wearing pajamas also.
See, that's a sign. Think about it.
Yeah, they knew me, or some of the football guys were like, oh, yeah, that's a pajama girl. Yeah. She's in drama.
Yeah, you see, it's funny. You see that women wearing the pajama pants in high school, and you don't think, oh, she's ready to fuck. Ironically, she's not ready to use those pants.
Well, we were both still virgins, so no, I guess we weren't ready to fuck.
No.
See?
It's not when they wear the pajamas to school. It's when they wear the lingerie to school. That's when you know they're ready
that
to
fuck. That happened because we had pajama day one time. You know, they do all these senior pajama day, senior this day, senior that day. This one girl came to school in a nightie. Nice. In this, you know, like a really, what's that, a teddy sort of thing? Great body, you know? I mean, wore it well. And, you know, when people are a certain amount of skinny, it doesn't look too slutty because it just looks like a cute short dress. But really, my jaw dropped. I was just like, so...
And you went there.
Yeah. Your mom let you out the house, or you did what I did and used to pack up your stuff in your backpack and change in a parking lot somewhere like a not whore.
Well, she didn't have to pack that in her backpack. She just stuffed it in her pocket.
Right. I don't know how my parents, how did mom and dad not know? Because I would come down and they'd be like, no, we don't like what you're wearing. I'm like, oh, well, okay, yeah, absolutely, I'll change. You know, I change and I come down with a knapsack also. The opposite, oh, I forgot I need things when going to the club.
Water in case I'm dehydrated.
Yeah, sure.
That's not vodka at all.
They let you in with water.
Yeah.
So you're walking around Hawaii. Everybody recognizes you.
Yeah, I'm the mayor over there.
How'd you like bringing me over there?
I loved it.
Parents were very welcoming, of course.
Yeah, they were really, they loved her. I knew they would. I guess the most thing I was nervous about was her liking them. Because I genuinely, like, I don't want to tell you, I really want you to like my parents. But I really did want her to like my parents because...
I really want to like her parents, of course. And, you know, I already liked, I already knew her mom. So I was really just going to... You know, not new, but I was going to really more get to know the dad because her mom and I have been in contact. Like, she sends me like, this is this morning sunrise.
See, that's the opposite.
So
I told Catherine, don't like my parents. Like, they're tricking you. No, do not. This isn't them. I don't know who these people are.
Read my book.
No, get out.
Well, I know her dad doesn't like this show too much. I mean, it's not like he doesn't like the show. He really appreciates what we're doing. And
he's really impressed with you guys.
Yeah, so he can separate what he doesn't like about the show, which is, you know, the...
Smut.
The smut. The smutty content and the sexual content and things like that. He's not a prudy guy at all, but he wouldn't on his show. He's got a talk show. Talk about all the content that we do, but he's able to separate that and like appreciate the work that I do, which I'm so not used to. I'm like, are you tricking me? I'm like the opposite of you. And go, no, come on, you know. And I'm not swearing in front. I swear on the show, but I don't swear in front of parents. I just feel like I don't know. But am I wrong? If parents are free to swear, am I just being an asshole by not doing it? Like, no, you don't get this side of me. You know?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't swear in front of parents, even if they did swear. Not on purpose, anyway. I don't think you are a huge swearer, anyway, to begin with.
She calls
Have you heard the show?
Yeah, but
that's... Lauren calls it my work voice, which I didn't realize. So she knows when I'm working. She calls. She says, "I know when you're working because I call you up and you sound like you're angry at me." But this is bad news for me to hear. I didn't know that I was so tensed up. And when I'm swearing at my computer, she knows I'm doing something.
It doesn't bother me at all. I know when you're at work. I know when people are in the room. You know, like, you know if when you're talking to Catherine, if she's in a room and there's other people around, you know by the tone of her voice. Because she's not going to be all mushy with you and stuff like that, right?
Or she starts talking in code. Thing.
Oh, okay. In Gaelic. Yeah.
How are you? It is good to hear from you.
You get worried that like she was a robot?
Yes. At first, so I understood what was going on.
Yeah, she'll call me up and tell me, I'm like, it is good. Yes, I did accomplish that. The task is complete.
But her work voice. She'll be at her computer, whether it's on the show or not on the show, and she'll be answering emails or whatever. And she'll just be in the corner, and I'll be like reading a book in the other corner or something. And she's like, fuck, motherfucker. Where's that shit? God damn it. Fuck, motherfucker. But like, whatever. It doesn't bother me. It's her work voice. That's my dad's work voice, too.
Great. Tech would laugh at me. I would, he'd be over here, you know, helping us out with the new studio and great help.
Oh my God. How would we have done this without him?
He's so cool.
I want to put up some different things on the walls for soundproofing and this and that. But the sound is even better. By the way, all the mics are on, of course. You know, it's crystal. I'm very happy with it. Anyway, I would be working at the computer. You know, he's on the couch behind you guys, and he hears me like, fuck, where's the, god damn it. He's like, how come you never mumble anything good?
You know? Oh, Canada.
Like, I never go, yay, file found. Everything working normal.
Cute. Anyway, well, so
we're over there. I'm not the first girlfriend that she had, come to Maui with her. So her friends, who she grew up with, have met the other girlfriend. So I'm there, and suddenly they go, we like her. But I'm still in the room, right? Which is really sweet, you know. And I'm getting along with them. They're so easy to get along with. They're just like chill people, right? So she goes. They start going, you know that other girl. Mm-mm.
They start. I'm sorry. They start talking shit about all these chicks I've brought.
Yeah, and
wait,
then
how
all-
many chicks do you take down there? I want to go out with you. You take me to Hawaii.
So suddenly, but they're talking smack about these other girls, and suddenly they remember I'm in the room. You know, so they turn to me and they go, "Not you. Not you're great. We're not going to talk about you after you leave. You're fantastic."
No, more than that, Hemda gets up and goes to the bathroom, and then a couple of my friends turn to me and they're like, "Don't fuck this up." I'm like, gee, thanks for the
Now what's this I'm reading? Maybe I missed this part. Lauren's biggest fan is writing an important message for Lauren.
Who is this?
I don't know.
He literally said, or she literally said, Lauren's biggest fan.
Ooh.
Lauren, during a slumber party hour at the marathon. A lot of people enjoyed that, by the way. A lot of people emailed me saying they loved the girl hour.
Yeah, we called it slumber party because it was just funny. It was me, Lauren, Patrice, and Dan O'Debra.
Well, during the slumber party hour of the marathon, you, Lauren, revealed that even though you live your life as a woman, well, I'd assume, deep down you feel like you are actually transgender. Now, what's transgender?
Not so deep down.
Transgender is you're born a man.
Transgender means you have a male mind and spirit. Like everything that you wake up in the morning and you just know you're a guy, you know? And if you had...
But it has nothing to do with having a penis, being transgender.
Right. If you yourself, Keith, woke up tomorrow with a dress on and it was like stapled to you or it's glued, completely adhesed on you and you...
Well, first of all, it was Mike's birthday.
Okay, you were very drunk.
We had fun.
And by the way, your underwear are in the freezer. I don't know if you knew that.
That's a special day. Yeah, if I woke up and there's a dress and everything I'm thinking is basically, periods and cupcakes.
My body and my mind.
No. It's you
periods
and your...
Periods and cupcakes. No.
That's what they do, Mike.
Especially the period cupcakes with the filling.
It's you and your mind. But you look down and you have boobs and a vagina.
Oh.
So, or it's me and my mind and I look down and there's a penis. So you're born in the wrong body.
I see. You have
a male brain and female body, or a female body and a male brain.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Basically, I've,
so
all
that,
my
is
life.
Is that so crazy though? That, no. I would assume that. It's, like this person saying, like, you're transgender. And, it goes on. I've been curious about it ever since. I wonder if you feel like saying more on the subject. Also, I really admire you for speaking so openly about it. For that and lots of other reasons, I'm glad you've become a regular guest on the show. I love that you're so genuine, not to mention brilliant and sexy. Way to go, Hemda.
Thank you.
You're banging that. Boning. Do you say boning? You're boning that?
We say a lot of things.
So, but I would assume,
that
a woman that's gay would be thinking like a guy.
No.
Wait. No, that's... Not a rare assumption. That's not an uncommon assumption. Thank you. I identify more. This is how I feel, more like a straight guy than a lesbian woman. And here's why. As a kid, I grew up knowing that I was a boy and knowing that, eventually my penis would grow in and everything would go, smoothly.
Let me tell you something, by the way. You're raised horribly. Between not knowing why nobody's singing you during happy birthday and you thought a penis would grow in.
I know, I'm never happy.
Your parents could have been a little less hippie-ish and read a book. But anyway.
They are so not hippie-ish. I just knew it would happen because that's boys have penises. Right. And
she saw that the male folks in her family had a penis. That's why she expected a penis to grow in. Right. She didn't know, that's what you're born in. She thought, okay, since I don't have that part, it will grow in. Just like, girls are waiting for their boobs to grow in, Right. You don't really know.
I know this.
This is at, very young,
30?
2, 3 years old or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, 3, 4, 5, 6, up until about 12. And then I realized it's not growing in. And I'm getting boobs. And that was... actually really devastating for me to develop that way. I might get emotional during this. I know this sounds crazy to some people and they're shaking their heads, SMH, but...
So everybody's saying we must increase our bust and you're just mumbling it to fit in, but you hope not.
I wore 2 sports bras and 2 big t-shirts a day.
To hide it or what?
Yeah. I was really ashamed. I feel... I'm trying to get over this because I'm trying to live
what
happily.
What is this new sound?
Yeah.
It sounds like a helicopter.
Yeah, maybe it's a traffic copter.
Sure, good.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing the first new sounds we have to get used to.
Awesome.
You watch, we didn't look that up.
I know.
The Channel 4 supercopter.
Eyewitness News.
It parks right next door.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
It's like Miss Saigon in here. anyway, so I felt really twisted all my life because I knew I liked girls, but I knew that was bad because I was a girl, but I didn't feel like a girl. And I felt as if God just fucked me and I was just given the wrong cards. And, every day of my life, I wake up emasculated. And, every time I can't,
every day still.
Yeah. And every time I can't defend, my girlfriend from some guy who's making comments about us. I'm like, that wouldn't happen if I had the body I knew I should have. As one person may have like phantom feeling in an arm that they've lost in a battle or whatever, I've always had phantom feeling in my penis. No, I know this way. Sounds weird. I know this sounds weird. I know.
You get blue balls.
Yeah. I wish I could. I wish there was some better, more tangible explanation for it, but I know that there's other guys out there like me, and I've met them post-op and pre-operation. I'm not going to get a sex change. I've decided to live as a woman in society.
Why?
For a few reasons. One, it's very expensive. It's risky. If I could have done it as I was growing up and going through puberty, I absolutely would have. I think it would be a smoother transition. I would have started testosterone. I would have, but I didn't know that that was an option for me. And plus, I was hiding myself in all kinds of ways.
You also didn't know what transgender was.
I didn't know what transgender was. I just recently read this book that Emmy, our friend Emmy, let me borrow, called Becoming a Visible Man by Jameson Green, about this other transgender guy that went through a transition in his 40s, actually.
And why does Emmy have this book? What's going on with all my friends? Michael, how you doing?
I'm just excited that my sister isn't gay anymore. That's...
See, I told you I wasn't gay.
She took a human sexuality class and they read this book. But that's where I really, just in the past few months, started really gaining this vocabulary for what I am. And I've always known that I was this way, but I've always been really ashamed of it and felt really hideous, like a freak or a monster or something like that. Now that I'm realizing that there's more guys out there like me, and a lot of them have big tits like me, which isn't fucking fair, you know, it's becoming a little bit more tangible for me. I have a vocabulary for it now. I don't like the name transgender. It sounds like transformer, but that could be cool, I guess. but I'm just really trying to accept. Also, I'm trying to build my career and life as an actress, as a female actress. And I think I have better chances of getting work that way. And that's
you're not going to make people. We don't have to call you a man.
No.
So how are you, sir?
I go by female, feminine pronouns. If you want to call me by male pronouns ever, that's fine too.
Is it nice? Is it like I'm the only one that knows how to pronounce your name right?
Kind of. It is nice sometimes. And sometimes Chemda will like throw me a bone when we're alone or whatever.
Meanwhile, you wish you could throw the bone.
well, I can't. No, but seriously.
And I don't want to cut you off, but this is super weird, and I don't know if you're going to believe this.
Being a man, never let the woman cut you off. But anyway, you'll get used to it.
I'm learning. I'm still learning. I have by the way, I just want to say before you start that really quick.
Go ahead, dude.
I have a lot of feminine... thanks, Keith. Mm-hmm. Thanks, bro. I know I have a lot of feminine properties and qualities. I still have estrogen. I still have all these hormones and things, and I rock a dress, honey.
Look how every time she tries to pretend to be a girl, she sounds like a transvestite.
Okay.
And she's like, I rock the heels. I'm like, girls don't talk like that. Stop it.
But I do rock the heels.
You do. She's better at walking in heels than I am.
So it's not, you know, it's like, I do feel feminine and girly at times, especially right before my period. I'm not going to lie. But most times I don't. But just as men do, I feel, you know, most times I forget that I'm even a girl until I go to touch my dick that I have feeling in. And I'm like, oh yeah, duh. Even to this day.
How big is it? Is it a nice size?
It's not a bad size.
Like nice girth?
Yeah. I'd say about 6 inches.
Wouldn't that be something if you're like, I gotta be honest, my phantom dick is 3 inches. Like, of course, you have a fucking snake, it's wrapping around your leg. I would too if I made it up.
No, I'd say average size. But even as a little kid up until now, anytime I dream, whether it's sexual or not, I usually don't have sex dreams, but I've always had a penis in it.
Wow.
Always.
Are you more masculine in your dreams? Now, a dick is pretty masculine, but do you have a beard? Are you
no.
look like a dude?
No, I feel, I am how I feel now.
If you're in a house, for example, like I used the bathroom and I was standing up. Was that rude of me? Like if you're in the house, maybe I should sit down and not be bragging.
It would be rude of me if I stood up because I'd get piss all over your floor. But also, I think that, you know, I think straight people, any people, I feel like a straight person. But I think people have varying degrees of, you know, sexuality and gender stuff. Here's the thing. If I loved cock, okay, and I was boy crazy, I would still feel this way. and I would still be this way. And I've met gay men in women's bodies. I know, again, this sounds crazy. I'm just starting to like really
that's what that new movie is. The Right. I think that's a...
Is that?
I think he's a guy, like he's a girl, and he's got to get it out. Or it's just an exorcism movie. I'm not sure.
Well, there is a movie that we recently saw where it was a transgender guy, meaning it the same situation as Lauren, female body but male on the inside, had cervical cancer, and he already started. He had like a breast reduction, and you know, it looked like a man. You wouldn't know. He had a beard, you know, or at least some facial hair.
He had bottom surgery too.
No, he didn't have bottom.
He did have bottom surgery.
He did.
He didn't know that he had cancer.
Well, oh, that's right. He had bottom surgery, but they convinced him to leave the ovaries. And he was like, are you sure? Blah, blah, blah. They're like, yeah, don't fuck with that, blah, blah, blah. Then he got cancer on it. They refused. Any doctor refused to work on him because they called him a freak and let him die.
That's nice.
And this is
And so he's like, the one thing that was fucking me this whole time, I thought I could change, and then it fucked me at the end.
This is common for a lot of transgendered men, especially like myself. That's how I identify as a transgendered male. But you can call me girlfriend. I don't care. A lot of times we hate these, like my tits.
Now we're talking.
Look at how she touches them. It's like they're not on her. I have to remind her, like, stop touching your boobs like that.
No, you can keep touching your boobs.
They're, at least someone can enjoy them. but they're just like things, these things, you know? And it's like I'm missing a big part of me. No pun intended. But, I think a lot of times transgender men give themselves uterine cancer and ovarian cysts and breast cancer because the mind and body are so connected. If you just keep hating these areas of your body, eventually it's going to have a toll. And I think it does, in fact, lead to cancer. And so really where I'm at right now is really trying to gain an acceptance and love for my body and me as a woman.
If you had breast cancer, would that be horrible news?
Actually, yes, it would be awful news, but if I got my breasts taken off and it was all good and nothing was wrong, then
they're like, we can stop it now. And you're like, can you stop it in 2 weeks? let the titties get eaten away.
Right? Just enough.
You know
let
what?
The other one catch it.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I think that's devastating. I think cancer any time. I don't want breast cancer.
Before you started thinking in a more positive way, would you curse out your tits? Or you're like, negative.
I still do. I still do. I'm really trying not to. I'm trying to change my thinking. But every time I look in the mirror, I'm reminded, and it's like really depressing.
So I have the camera on. Do you want to show them to the camera and see what...
nice try.
See if they're really depressing or not.
No, I have got a great rack. That's the depressing thing.
But then as like a dude inside, do you find yourself playing with them?
You would think so, but no, I just resent them more than anything. No,
I get really... to have pussy every day.
Here's this. D is writing from Not Work. Lauren rocks. Hamda, did you find it hard to understand this all when you first got together? Here's the interesting part, okay? She didn't tell me this. She didn't really know this. She knew it, but she didn't have the name for it. She didn't tell me. Later, she told me she wasn't going to tell me at all.
She told you she wasn't going to tell you?
Yeah, I said odd
things.
How do
you do that?
Here,
this was after the fact, when she already knew.
Oh, I see.
I said odd things like, you don't feel like a girl. Now, this is after I've been in her girl parts. You know what I mean?
You don't feel like a girl?
I said, you don't feel like a girl to me. I don't know why. I'm sorry if this is insulting.
I don't see how it wouldn't be. Look at the lips on you.
Yeah, well, I don't know why I felt the need to tell her that. I was just like, you don't feel like a girl. You don't 100% feel like a guy, but there's like a middle ground that I feel like you are. And she started crying, and I'm like, I'm really sorry. I don't know why I even feel the need to tell you this. And she's like, no, I think you see me. So I sort of saw it. And like I didn't really so much know that is transgender. I didn't know that I wasn't going, oh, you feel like a dude inside or anything like that. That's as far as I knew. I knew she didn't feel like a girl. I knew when I slept with her, it wasn't like so much sleeping with a girl, even though I am. I know
me.
I am. I'm not crazy, but that's what I said to her. I was like, it doesn't feel like I'm sleeping with a girl sometimes.
Because
you know?
You've messed around with girls before, and you've always been very aware that you were with a female person.
Yeah,
right?
And here I didn't so much feel that way. The energy was different. Also, the actual sex was different, and it was just is that when you told me? No, you didn't tell me. You were like, that's fine, or I don't know.
No, I did tell you that night.
But I kept telling you things like that. I was like, you don't really. There's something not the same. You're not really so much Yeah. So I kind of knew. So then she was forced to tell me that she, you know, but she didn't say transgender because she didn't even know the word at the time.
I found it at that time especially more as something to be very ashamed of and something to, you know, try to get therapy for or something.
Well, the word trans seems straight. Strange. They should call it like a fun gender.
Trans, yeah. You know? There's all kinds of names out there for everything, but anyway.
I actually think it's wonderful, and I'll tell you why. It's because
you can still go to heaven. You're fucking a dude.
We don't have to explain it to mom and dad.
layers. Because she's a guy. I'm straight, I think, mostly. I know that I can be with women. And obviously, I don't think that I could be 100% straight even being with a transgender person because the parts are different and you have to be open to that as well. But for the most part, I think I'm straight. And so that works. But because she grew up female...
What do you mean that works? Who cares?
Because she grew up female, there's a sensitivity that had to occur in her. Everyone treated her female.
Right. I can cry in front of people and not...
There's a lot of stuff sort of being grown up in two different forms. I think, and I know this is whatever, but I think more people should grow up with a sort of, it becomes neutral. Do you know what I mean? It becomes where like you're, and I feel bad because I'm like, good that you're transgender. Sorry that you're fighting with it. But, you know, it's because I get male and female. And so we have this theory where like, I am bi because I want both male and female, and she's bi because she is both male and female, and so it sort of works out.
You guys could ask me. I would have told you in a second. You're bi. End the conversation. I do understand what Lauren's saying about she can feel like, oh, I feel like I have a dick. I love fucking. I feel like I have six phantom dicks. One's a little nub, but didn't grow in right. But no, I know what you mean. I feel like they're hanging off me all over the place. Tech Andrew said, what's going to happen? When you ended up telling the story where you tried, like, you half was gonna tell your mom about Lauren, but your mom wasn't having it, right? And so that was really the end of it. And Tech Andrew said, you watch what's going to happen. Your mom's going to come down here to New York, all of a sudden needing to visit you, and she'll get the information out then. That's exactly what happened.
When did
it?
He say this would happen?
Within 3 months, I believe, right?
March, I think he said, yeah, she's coming in March.
So I think she's coming in February.
Yeah, I thought it was complete bullshit. I remember rolling my eyes hearing when Tech said that. It's like, yeah. All right, whatever. There's no way she's coming over. He doesn't know my mom. There's no way this is happening.
She's coming.
She's coming.
Look at that.
Everyone get your shit out of my house.
So maybe if you explain.
Including Lauren.
Maybe if you explain to the mom that you're really a guy.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we need that extra layer on top of
things. Honestly, yeah. That'll just do more harm than good, I think.
Say, I'm sorry that I lied to you about being a woman.
Oh, yeah, so Lauren has to come out to my mom, like, not me.
I have no way, or am I going back in? Or am I coming, I don't know.
Going back in the closet.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I explained this to my mom, and she's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. In fact, some of my really good friends, when I tell them this, they're like, oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, totally.
But to answer the question about lesbians feeling like men, they don't. You see a lot of very, as you know, it's sort of like you see feminine. Even the butchy females that you would think maybe that's an obvious transgender. Right. They wear dresses. She only wears dresses when she's on stage because she has to.
No, there's a lot of lesbians that will never wear dresses. There's a lot of straight women out there that will never wear dresses who are just total tomboys.
That's true,
but they can carry the shit out of a couch.
It's
you know
not
what I mean?
About it's not about being a bull dyke or. It's not about or being you know, gay or anything. As, like I said before, it's nothing to do with your sexuality. If I loved men, I would still be this way. It's like it's something in you, Keith. If you had a vagina and boobs and you were born with a vagina and boobs but the same mind and spirit and soul and brain you have now, you would know that something is obviously wrong and this doesn't match up. And let me tell you something also. There's straight female women out there with male chromosomes. And vice versa. So really, this whole gender thing is very, it's a lot broader and more gray areas than we even know.
When you're in a play and you put on a dress, do you start crying a little bit?
No.
When you go into the woman's bathroom, do you cry a little bit?
No, but I have almost walked into men's bathrooms more than one. Okay.
Wait, being in the locker room as a kid, right? Or
score,
or,
right? Yeah, you, I know. I feel like I'm getting away with something.
Do you really feel that way? Like you get to see girls change? I mean, you get to see.
Are you like, we're all your dicks?
No, I knew by then that I was. That something was wrong with me, or I felt that something was wrong with me then. I equate it to a birth defect. I think that it's a birth defect.
Okay.
What I have.
Well, that goes with the same with the bathroom thing. You know, you could say the same thing to lesbians, not just transgender. You know, you're in the bathroom.
I do say the same thing to lesbians.
I don't find myself checking anyone out in the bathroom. You know, I look at you and go, you look sloppy. I'm going to skip your stall and go to somebody else's because I think you peed all over it. But I'm not going, oh, I bet you smell so good down there, you know?
Well, what about Lohmann's? Didn't they have that, like, communal changing room?
You should see that communal changing room. Not even you would want to be there. You would not want to be there.
The family room. I should see it. Wow. Look at that. You blew McNally out of the water. Nice.
Well, here's some more questions. D Warrior. So how do you feel about kissing dudes on stage? I wouldn't be able to do it.
It's the same.
Yeah, you kiss a dude. I'm like, fag.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing as kissing a chick on stage. I'm telling someone's story. How do I feel about playing feminine female roles on stage?
She's not supposed to like kissing anyone. She just did a female kiss on stage, and I'm like, oh, she must like that. I mean, imagine if I thought that way. Oh, that's the part I should be scared of. You know, she's supposed to just do her part.
But no offense to anybody, when you are on stage kissing a girl, do you get a not hard on? A little bit. Are you like, ooh, my not hard on's growing a little bit?
I might, but it's purely physical. It's like. I don't know. No, I don't.
No?
Actually,
like an invisible chub?
I haven't. I don't think I have.
Are you hard right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at this.
I think I'm hard 90% of the time, whether I'm turned on or not, to be honest.
Is it to the left or to the right?
To the left. Straight down the middle. It's right in my ass.
You know what I don't like about this? She doesn't have any downtime. She's always ready. Must be nice. I'm like, at least 20 minutes, baby. Easy.
She's not ready
to go again.
That is actually, maybe I do benefit from that a little bit because even if I'm not hard, you won't know. This is going somewhere.
Never caught in a zipper.
Yeah, but
she gets all the joys of having a dick.
Yeah, but the same things she can do, you guys can do also. You all have fingers and you all have, you know, at the mouth and everything. You know, it's like.
But she has a penis. She never has to worry about using it too hard and the skin stops ripping. You ever have that sensation, dude?
No, but I can feel that as you're saying. That's fucking awful. You're making me feel a lot better about this whole thing. Thank you.
Oh yeah, it's not a fucking treat dragging around the snake.
I'm not gonna get prostate cancer.
Do you watch did you have to catch yourself? You're hanging around with family or friends and you're watching like America's Funniest Home Videos and every other video is a ball to the crotch. You're like, ooh, I felt that.
I do feel the pain on that. I know I've never felt a ball in the balls and but guess what? A ball in the vagina hurts pretty bad too.
It's completely different.
Not a ball. I fell on a monkey bars once. Right on my non. And I was bruised there for a good 6 months. That was pretty fucking awful.
Yeah, did you vomit? Because
did you look for something to kill yourself?
I vomited a little bit in my mouth, not going to lie. But anyways, yes, you're right. I don't have to feel ball pain. That's nice, too.
Did you piss urine? You're getting kicked in the balls. That is a different experience than anything that's ever happened before.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I think it was a comedian. I saw him in when I was over in Scotland on TV, and he was just talking about what's the worst pain ever. And you know where he's going with it a little bit, you know, getting kicked in the balls. Some woman says childbirth, of course.
Mm, yeah.
And he says, you know, I don't remember the last time. I was thinking, you know what? I think I'm going to go and get kicked in the balls again. She's on her second baby. It's so fucking bad.
Maybe if every time you got kicked in the balls, you had a child.
You threw up a child. It feels like that.
Yeah.
Feels like something's going on.
So how do you feel? It's not like Lauren came out to absolutely everyone, but you're sort of starting to, and this is a good leap.
Yeah.
Coming out to everyone.
About the transgender part.
I know a lot of people.
I don't know. Aren't people going to think? The big part is that when you announce you're gay, is this mind blowing? Like, how many closets do you have?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I think,
and my dick's black.
The
well, remember when Cher's daughter became a man?
Right.
Well, because she's not having an operation, you're not having as strong a response to it.
Right.
But we've mentioned the operation on our show. I remember a listener of ours was getting it, and I was like, wait a while. You don't know if this is, you know, in your head, because I didn't really understand it. There's a lot of... I think we're learning more about transgender now, and that maybe that's why it's not shocking you. Maybe it's the lack of operation that's not shocking you. But we definitely were not as open about this a few years back, and I'm including myself in this because I didn't really understand. I thought it was all your mind. But the fact I kind of like that she didn't tell me first and that I saw it, so it's not like, hajis, you know? Yeah. So maybe I got an advantage, you know? But Emmy... If I may, Emmy said that she knew right away when she met Lauren.
That she feels like she was born a guy, or was, however you look at it.
She knew that Lauren was transgendered
right
when she met her. Yeah. She didn't tell Lauren.
She's the one that gave me, actually, this book to read. And I...
Like look, what?
I
like, how'd she give it?
I wear makeup because it makes me look good, you know? I'll wear feminine clothes and things because it makes...
Yeah,
sometimes.
Feminine clothes.
Well, I do.
I do. Fuck you. Suck my dick.
You know?
Suck it.
Are you ever on the subway and you take out your non-dick? And you're like, and you just giggle, like nobody knows my dick's out.
No.
Hey, bus driver, my dick's out.
No, that's
you
the thing.
Idiot.
If I go to reach for it, it's not there, so oh, okay. I can't take all it right. out.
Tech is saying I knew something was up with Lauren's situation as soon as I saw her toolkit. Serious shit.
Yeah, real toolsies talk. You talk about phantom pain though. Like, do you ever sit on your dick? By accident? You ever pinch it wrong getting up?
No, the fact that it's phantom is that it's not there.
Well, I don't know. You know, people can feel a phantom arm or something. You
yeah,
know, maybe.
No, it's okay. not. No, it's not. It's not like it's there. Like, I don't feel it right now, probably because I'm thinking about it. You know what I mean? It's not like I zip up a zipper.
Got your dick!
And there's a...
Got your dick!
Get it back!
I just took your dick!
Get it back!
I'm going to eat it.
Oh, you're
so gay.
You never have to deal with that again. I just ate your dick.
Faggot. It's not there. It's not there. I'm saying phantom sensations. You know what I mean? It's like, I'll feel it get hard. I'll feel blue balls. I'll feel... I'll feel it there, just being there sometimes. But
this is why Hem does.
My sister gives you blue balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sometimes.
How dare you?
Fucking. But sometimes I have to leave very early in the morning.
Is this, by the way, why Hemda is nervous that she still might get pregnant? And it didn't make sense to us. You have a dick.
I took my pill this morning.
Yeah, now I get it. Everything makes sense now.
So can I ask you guys, Keith and Michael? Michael, we told last time he was we. Like, it's my thing. she told last time he was in New York. But how do you guys feel hearing this?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be weird now when we have our dude hangouts and Laura can come. But you can, Hemda. It's a guy thing.
She'll get over it.
We talk about chicks and shit. Yeah, it's just a guy thing. I don't know. To me... The big thing would be, you know, if you're at peace and coming out with being gay. Not, to me, like, you know, I mean, I'm not downplaying it. It's a tough thing you had to go through, but I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem like a second kind of coming out.
It's
like, I already know.
It's frustrating because you can't see it. And a lot of people don't and won't believe me. And I don't know why it's so important for me to be accepted by other men as a man and shit like that. It's stupid. I shouldn't care, but
I'm not holding doors open for you anymore. I'll tell you that much. You could carry a bag just fine. not sweetheart.
I definitely. God damn it.
But
it's frustrating living as a lesbian because I'm basically, you know, every time I identify as a lesbian, I'm identifying as a woman, and that's hard. But I'm getting more used to it, and I hope to find some sort of yin-yang with my body, mind, and spirit. I don't want to take any testosterone because I'm afraid it'll make me feel normal. And I'm afraid of doing that. And I would love to feel normal.
Let me tell you something. God made you. And God doesn't make mistakes, except with the devil. That was a big fuck up.
That was a pretty big mistake.
I create my own enemy. I'm so strong.
Well, you get bored. You can do everything. You're like, all right, let me give a rival that I'll have to fight for the rest of my life.
Let's try to keep things interesting. Spice it up.
Let's see who really believes in me. Yeah. What a testy cunt. Michael, any thoughts from you?
I as long as whatever makes you feel more comfortable, because I imagine like even being gay, and then on top of that you got transgender, and then who knows what the next episode of KATG will bring out. But as long as you're comfortable talking about this stuff and you're around people who make you feel comfortable, I think that that's good. So hopefully you have people that make you feel comfortable talking about this, that make you feel not the stranger that you seem to feel inside. So that goes away, because feeling strange inside is weird, but the more you talk about it, maybe the more people accept it, the less strange you might feel about yourself, your body.
I agree. I think one of the worst things you can do is hold all this stuff in, because it just eats away at you. It really does. And this isn't a new thing for me. Like, I have been a boy in my mind and heart all my life. It's not like this is a new revelation. I'm just learning that there's actually vocabulary and words for it that I always shied away from because they sound weird and disgusting. You know, transgender, like vagina. Who thought of these words, you know?
Well, let's talk about how you were never planning on telling me. What the hell?
I wasn't. How could I tell you that? But it's funny because when I've had lesbian relationships, it seems as if something ends up missing for them too. And I wonder if that's, you know, the female side that, you know, or something. Anyway,
I guarantee that there are guy listeners that have masturbated to you, Lauren, should they feel that they are gay.
Well, now nobody can call them homophobes, so that's a plus.
Right. I'd say continue. And thank you. How sweet.
High five, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I still want to be pretty, and I still want all this. You know, it's like I want people to like me. I guess I just want to be recognized.
Well, I get you. I'm a dude. Sometimes I'll use lotion sometimes.
Yeah, well, I think we know what for.
Oh, right.
I think it's a hard thing because, you know, she can carry as much as a lot of guys I know. But it's like, why do you have to? You know, technically,
I do feel I have more to prove.
You try to prove something.
Yeah,
right?
So it's a constant, not constant, but there's a lot of trying to prove it. And I'm like, hey, I'm not asking these guys to prove it. I'm not asking you to prove it, or neither is anybody else. Like, nobody wants to lift a car but you right now, you know? So that's tough, because it's also like, okay, you're putting on makeup, but it's like, well, if I'm going to look like this, I want to look like the best this possible. So there's a lot of dichotomy, I guess.
It's such a dichotomy. It's such a hard balance to find. I'm living as a woman in society, as a lesbian woman, and anytime I've ever kissed a guy, it's felt so gay.
gay.
and that's rough, because I have to, because I've chosen to, you know, I want to be okay with it. I want to find a balance, and I hope it comes, but I don't want to give myself cancer, so I'm trying to be accepting of myself.
I think the more you talk about these things, the better you end up feeling. More people come out, and they quietly or out loud, but they'll tell you that they're the same way. And I think in the past, when I've said things on the show and people have told me about stuff that they've done, quietly emailed me, it makes it easier to...
Mike has a revelation too. Go ahead.
My mom.
No, I'm not taking this away from Lauren. This is Lauren's episode.
This is Lauren's most shocking moment of 2011. Okay.
It's my birthday. Don't forget that.
Never forget. My mom just said that was really sweet of you to say that God made me.
Oh, her mom's listening.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
That was sweet of you.
Wait a second. Shouldn't your phone be off?
Hey. We're going to make an exception right now.
By the way, listen to this. Shakira and her boyfriend have been dating for 11 years. They just split up. Now, maybe if people were more honest with themselves. Because Shakira, a little boyish.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Those hips have been lying since she was 13.
Oh, man, no. I've jacked off to her. Does that make me gay?
Do you remember during the marathon, we had Robert Alvarez on. And he said, and then myself, the relationship would last, you know, be while we were together. How, you know, you're a psychic. What's going on with Kendra myself? And do you even want to know? Come on. I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, I don't even need to flip a fucking card. You'll be together forever. Yeah. Kendra and I, of course, break up. So he's on the 30-hour marathon. And I said,
Keith wants to be obnoxious. What he says.
What do you think about Kendra and I? You didn't think we were going to be together. Or you thought we'd still be together. We're not. Anything happening in the future?
No, he said, is there any chance of Chemda and I getting back together?
And he said, most likely. Most likely they'll get together.
Now, and you heard an Irish voice on the phone going, what?
I was like, please, Kat, don't take this seriously. Please. She seemed to be getting upset. I was like, Kat, stop. Stop.
And then I said, okay, how is it going to work out between me and Catherine? Or are we going to stick together? He says, yes, that looks very good. So I said, so.
And then Chemda's going to marry a woman too. Don't forget that.
Right. So Chemda's going to marry a woman and me and her will get back together. And Kat and I, through this, will only be stronger.
So you're the pimp right now is what that means.
We got a whole party going on.
Oh, transgender, straight, all kinds of shit in there.
So it's very exciting.
We're the whole LGBT.
Hey, speaking of breakups, I mentioned this. Macaulay Culkin was dating Mila Kunis, the girl from Black Swan now. She's the snob from That 70s Show. I didn't even know they were dating for so long. But anyway, she was blind in one eye.
What?
For a long, long time. Yeah, nobody knew it. And she just got it fixed. So now she can see out of both eyes. What weird coincidence. If you're Macaulay Culkin, I mean, you had a tough life. Your parents stole your Home Alone money. Okay. Michael Jackson enjoyed your company. And your girlfriend saw your mug and left.
Oh, my God.
Poor guy. It's like he slipped on 1,000 marbles and took a paint can to the balls. You know what I mean? You know what that feels like, Lauren.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, speaking of balls, they just did here in New York the no pants subway ride.
Yeah, our friends did it last year. Some people we knew. It's thousands and thousands of people ride the train with no pants. They all meet at different locations and then just at the same time start riding the train. And you could see it on improveverywhere.com.
I would love to be the person on like 145th Street in Harlem to start the no pants thing. Like right up on, you know.
I didn't know there were so many people who didn't mind their ass hanging out in New York, like in bright lights. Like I don't care, no pants, whatever. It's freezing, A, so no. Right. I'm cold with my pants on, but okay, for funsies sake. But then I'm like, is everyone so okay with what their ass looks like?
Oh, come on, man. Everyone's dying to get the animal out of us. I imagine it's like, just run around naked.
It's like a Real Sex episode where you see them going to like the swinger community. Everybody's ugly except for this one couple they happen to find. So like the newspaper finds this, like this one cute girl wearing lingerie or something.
Yeah, because on the video, there's a lot of cute people. Yeah, a lot of nice asses.
No, it's not what you saw.
Right.
Right, you're like, well, where'd they get these?
In general, that's not what I'm seeing on the train daily.
Yeah,
but there were I know some people with like there were some people with thongs on and booty.
This happened this weekend. What's I doing?
Did it already happen or?
Yeah, it already happened.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it was a rousing success.
Well, it's like Halloween. You know, you get the chance to be a slut for a day.
Yeah,
right.
Like pajama day at your high school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But people are dying to take off their clothes.
But then I think people are surprised at people staring at your ass. Like, the whole idea is for people to stare at you because you're doing something wacky. I might trick out your ass.
It's like the girls that wear that writing on their shirt. I'm looking at your tits. I'm looking at the writing. Why are you looking at my shirt?
Meanwhile, they have this thing posted in all the trains right now that are like,
please hold.
Sexual assault in the subway is a crime. If anyone makes you feel uncomfortable sexually on the subway, please tell an MTA employee or an officer.
But you can have your pants down. Yeah. Maybe it's something with the law where, yes, you can do this, but you do it in January.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I went all innies. Then, sure, do whatever you want. I don't want to be threatened. Another big storm supposed to happen here in New York now. Nothing like what's going on in Australia. You hear this? Australian for rain, they're flooding.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
They're having a big time.
All those convict.
Half that country is
prisoners.
Is drought. The other half is.
All right. One half is sinking, one half is drying out. Thirsty, drying out. Well, here in New York, they couldn't handle like the last big
snowstorm,
and they had to have. I guess if you're a garbage man, you can also shovel snow.
Well, the, what they do is they take the garbage trucks and they put a snow shovel on the front of
I see.
And all the sanitary employees, instead of picking up garbage, are now shoveling the streets. But the thing is there was so much snow that they had to neglect the garbage in order to shovel the snow. And which seems right. to be very strange to me. You know?
It can only be one or the other. Yeah. Then work double today.
Well, I think they were working overtime, and what the mayor was saying is, if we had them work more overtime, you'd be complaining about the money instead of the garbage, so...
Well, what happened was, I think, I was watching the hearings. My friend, was crashing with my friend, so...
The garbage hearings?
Yeah, the garbage hearings. The blizzard hearings. And all they had to, nobody declared a blizzard or a snow emergency. So all the cars were stuck on the street, and then nobody was able to plow those streets, and that slowed everything down. They didn't, like, say, essentially, they didn't push the red button early enough.
That's so bizarre to me. It's just, I don't know.
2010.
Yeah.
2011.
Yes. Yes.
It's,
it was 2010 at the time.
And we still can't control Mother Nature.
But I got a flight tomorrow night. And this storm is going to perhaps shut. But I'm not worried. Yeah. Everybody's texting me. You got to change your flight. You got to make all these changes. Yeah. You're panicking. No. This is going to be the most well-organized. No, the mayor himself is probably going to be driving like one of these sanitation trucks plowing the snow.
They're so scared everybody's of fucking out. Up again that it's just not going to happen.
Well, there's so much garbage. You know, we moved into the studio outside. I don't know if you saw how much garbage there was. So much garbage everywhere. Anyway.
Well, did you see I think it's the super that puts it out. This is the first, by the way,
apartment
this is the first lease that I've ever had, even though I own a place. Like, I usually am, you know, someone's roommate, or you don't need a lease for some reason. You know, this is the first lease I've ever signed. So it's the first super I was ever able to call, or maybe I thought of calling. So I called the super. We met him yesterday. Wow. Didn't even say hi. I'm like, hi, we're new. My name's Chaim. He's like, mm-hmm, and walked right past me. He's this old Greek guy. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know that the garbage is piling so much because of this thing, or because old Greek man doesn't maybe want to put it out on the street because it piled up so much.
Oh, there's not snow now. Anyway,
he was
here to fix some kind of leak in the sink.
Oh, my God.
Mumbling, talking to, like he's fucking our sink. What is this? Oh, no, I haven't seen.
He looks at me. He looks at me before he starts, looks at me, looks at the leak and goes, did anyone touch this valve? And I go, no. And he goes, no. Yes. I'm like,
the leak valve I wanted to change. It didn't look right. I don't know. OCD. I didn't want it straight up and down.
That's like my landlord. I had a flood in my apartment a couple weeks ago, and he comes in to fix the building, and he's like, this is, it's really messy in here. I'm going to have to check up on you now. And you shouldn't have this air conditioner in here. I'm going to throw it away and all this crap. Like, I feel like he's trying to kick me out.
Totally. He's trying to raise her rent at least because he just had to, because her walls were like, you should have seen this flood. We wake up and seriously, our foot on the floor
is about
covered
it.
In water. Yeah.
My new blog on my website, laurenhennessy.com.
It's a great blog, seriously. And it gives you an idea. Like, it was wet. We put all the towels we had down there. It was just, the walls, seriously, the walls were crying. All the water was coming in, you know? So then he comes in and goes, you know, this place is a mess. And she goes, the apartment just flooded.
Yeah.
You know, I had a couple extra shifts at work.
My dishes aren't done. Been a bad week.
So the dishes in the sink caused the walls to cry.
Yeah. I think because he had to spew out, you know, at the end of December, right around Christmas, so much money to change the entire wall of her apartment and the bathroom, the shower.
And then I just get a text from him like, have you been using a portable electric heater because the bill is way up today? And
it's freezing in her house.
And first of all, no, I haven't. And second of all, fuck you. Then turn up the heat, dude.
Tell him to suck it.
Yeah, tell him to suck it and then he kicks you out.
Well, the thing is, he can't really kick me out that easily because I'm staying there illegally. So I could just as easily get his ass in trouble.
I think he knows that. I think he's just trying to annoy you to move out.
Well, it's not going to happen, buddy. I am squatting.
Do you tell him, like, look, I'm having a bad time right now, okay? I had a flood. I think I'm a dude. You'll understand if I left a dish or two.
I know
out.
I'm a dude. I've got tits.
So a couple days ago, these guys in New York City And he can't take New York. Who can, quite frankly? It's tough. Jumps off a building, tries to kill himself, lands in a pile of garbage, and is fine.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding
Ninth
me?
Floor, yeah. too. It was a pretty it was good up jump. There. Yeah.
Just when you think that your life is shitty, you land in garbage.
You're garbage, man, for the rest of your life. You don't have right. the balls to do that again. You had that. You had the balls once in your life, and now you're garbage, man.
But you know maybe the mayor saved this guy's life, and he'll be thanking him later.
No, he said. I'm sure the mayor said, "New York, you're welcome." right. It's National Kill Yourself Week. Get it out of your system.
But you know what's kind of awesome about that? Imagine thinking you're about to die. Actually having the experience of what happens, the feeling that you have, right, like 10 seconds before you die, you're ready for it. Kind of nutty.
Yeah, so that'll halfway down you say, okay, well, this, maybe this is a mistake, right? That's right. That's why I would never want to jump off a building. You think, no.
Too much time.
Yeah, you want to change your mind. But then you land in a pile of garbage and you think, maybe I want to kill myself yeah, again. Who yeah. knows? I've seen what people throw out.
There's like used condom on his face.
Somebody wrote in, you know, of course there's flooding in that house. Two lesbians are there. Are you not, would you say you're not a lesbian? Because you're a guy?
I'm not a lesbian. I'm a straight man. Okay. I've got tits and a vagina and ovaries though. And that's right. the dichotomy. Right. I'm a straight guy. But for society's sake and for
I
living
could still
in this
make
world.
Her squirt.
As can I.
Look how competitive, just like a dude.
All I'm saying, but for society's sake, I identify as a lesbian woman and actress and female.
I do think that'll change because I'm noticing now on TV there's more shows about transgender and there's more. You know, I feel like it's the next. Not gay thing, but the next thing past gay. It's like, okay, there was no gayness at all. Like, nobody was talking about it. It was never on TV. Now it's like a common, you have to have one gay person on The Real House, you know, in the real world. You
well,
know?
We need something to hate. So, like, right. we're yeah. used to yeah, the gays, right? Like so we gotta...
Yeah, but then I'm fucked anyway, because I'm not going through any kind of testosterone treatment or operation, so they won't want me, because they'll just be like, oh, you're some confused chick.
Well...
Just take some Prozac, right?
I think we should be able to get married now. Like, you could just be like...
You're whoa, what? Wait a minute.
You know, Kenda said something like this during the marathon. I think she was serious. Do you think I'm engaged?
Yeah.
You really do? You think I'm engaged?
If not married.
You think I may be married?
I think it's very possible.
I think you're engaged.
You do?
Yeah.
Totally.
That's funny.
But it's funny, but is it true?
He won't deny it! He won't deny it! He just says it's funny and then moves on. Like, we didn't catch, there's no denying there.
I don't care if you call it engaged to be engaged either.
Exactly.
That counts.
Exactly. Like, if you guys were like, oh, okay, when you move here, because she's moving here.
Right.
So, okay, when you move here, we'll get married because that's the way to stay in the country or whatever the fuck, and we'll keep it a secret until the big wedding. However you say it, I know that that happened.
Okay. I think we have today's poll.
I think so too. Can we call the show Transformers? You'll get caught up in it. Oh no, that's Crossfire, sorry.
By the way, speaking of death, I saw the movie Buried. Have you seen that?
No.
It's like a
Buried Alive?
A guy gets buried alive. I mean, it's fiction. He's over in Iraq, he gets buried and he's with a cell phone and he talks to the bad guys, talks to the good guys, and I'm like, why do I want to see a guy buried for an hour and a half, right?
And I want to know what phone company that is. right.
It's not AT&T. That would be every call drops. Oh my God.
By the way, we already have a show called Transformers. It's 1174 Transformers, and the quote is, I'm sorry for my appearance offended you in any way.
Oh, nice. And copy-paste on this show.
But yeah, that is what it is. You don't see any of the outside world. You're staring at this guy in a casket for an hour and a half. Boring.
Really?
In 3D.
Right, in 3D. I was, you know
seriously?
What? No, but... Oh.
Maybe the phone is in 3D to make sure we know what company.
It shows up on the bottom right. Your phone call. He's on the phone now. I was waiting for this guy to die. But this is right after I saw it in Scotland. So I just went through all that hassle with airlines and companies being rude. What in the beginning, it was exciting in the beginning. He can't get a call through to anybody because everybody's so short. And he's like calls 911 or, you know, some 911 he gets to in the.
What do you mean everyone's so short?
Everyone's stuck. Like, sir, where are you? Yeah, sir, where they carry his phone. Sir, where are you? He's like, well, I'm buried alive. I don't know where I am. How would you be buried alive, sir? Like, how do you have a phone, sir? Did you go in? So you went into the casket with a phone. He's like, fucking listen to me. I'm going to transfer you. Don't transfer me. I might lose you. I'm in a fucking casket. FBI is giving a hard time. He's like, this is what I went through with Continental.
Yeah, that sounds like real life.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That does sound promising.
Right. But I didn't want it for an hour and a half. I got my own problems.
Wow. Yeah. So that was basically the entire movie?
Whole movie.
Well, what happened? Did he die?
Do you want me to say?
Yeah, no, okay. It's a new movie and it's in theaters. Tell him afterwards.
Write it down and pass it this way.
Yes.
I'll write it down. He never gets out.
He never gets out.
Oh, shit.
Whoa, dude.
What?
Somebody wanted to see that.
Oh.
We'll get it in post.
Did you hear about the shootings and a congresswoman got shot in the head?
Oh my God. Can I tell you, I sobbed for a good hour and a half yesterday.
But she's still alive.
But this little girl that got hit, I'm sorry. I'll let you tell the story.
Sure. She died?
Yes, a little girl died.
A 9-year-old girl. She was the only little girl on her baseball team. The only girl on her baseball team. She wanted to be a junior. She was in junior congressman or whatever, and was waiting in line to meet this congresswoman to shake her hand. And she got shot by the psychopath.
Authorities are hailing as a hero a woman who stopped a rampage by a U.S. gunman who shot about 20 people, including a congresswoman, by physically confronting him as he tried to reload his gun. Now, this is a hero.
Yeah.
The gunman had already fired a full clip of 31 bullets from a Glock 9mm handgun into a crowd of people who had gathered in a Tucson shopping mall parking lot to meet legislator Gabrielle Giffords. As he tried to insert a new magazine into the weapon, 61-year-old Patricia Mache lunged forward and grabbed it out of his hands.
61 years old, grabbed it out of his hands.
61-year-old woman, yeah, as he was changing the magazine.
Well, here's the part that Keith is like, this is a hero. There was another thing that we talked about before the new year about how this guy came in with a gun and this woman came behind him and half hit him with her purse. And
put the gun with the purse.
Yeah, really badly, almost got people killed because of it, because right. She just made the situation more dangerous because she didn't commit to what she was doing. And then Keith was like, how about as soon as you see her sneak up and even do ha-ha, then the guys in the room, it's their duty to then plow right. The guy no matter how big he is. And we were saying how, you know, there's a gun in the room, you can't blame anyone for responding anyway, and also these guys are pretty old, considering this huge guy with a gun. So
each time they talked about it, disagreeing with me, they made him older and older. So these guys are 102 on a school board in wheelchairs. I don't know what I expect them to do. Well, this one's 61.
But there's a difference, though.
Say that again?
There's a difference because the guy was already shooting. In the other one, the guy hasn't shot yet. And oftentimes when people carry a gun, they might be talked down. You get a negotiator in there. You just keep the guy talking until rescuers can come there. But the guy's already shooting.
Yeah, this guy already shot 12 people or 20 people.
So you're saying it's more likely for someone to respond?
Yes.
I'm saying once the guy starts shooting, then you start, you know, then you grab the handbag, you grab whatever you have to keep him from shooting. But that woman was stupid for trying to get the guy's gun out of his hand because he didn't start shooting yet. You don't know if he's capable of shooting.
I think in either case, there's a gun. And you can't blame somebody for doing whatever they do. You know, it's a very tough situation. You have a gun pulled on you.
That's so tough.
I agree. Speaking of guns, I'm to totally.
Of course you agree.
Guns.
You know why you agree? Because you're really a woman. But as a man, you would know your duty. This is one of the most heroic acts I've ever seen. Somebody said this lady was standing in line to have her picture taken with Gabrielle when all hell broke loose for whatever reason. She decided something had to be done for whatever reason. Well, I think I can guess the reason. She came out of line and tackled the magazine and the gun this guy was holding.
You go, girl.
You know what's bad? You know what? If you're one of these dudes in line and you see the 61-year-old woman doing this, and you're like, fuck. Was I on camera too?
Fuck.
She might have saved many, many lives. Of course she did. Miss Giffords, 40, a Democrat who had won re-election in November, was shot through the head, through it. And 19 other people were wounded in the attack, including 6 people who died, among them a federal judge and a 9-year-old girl, like you said.
That 9-year-old girl, though, there was something. She was born on 9/11.
She was born on 9/11, which is also my birthday, 2001. 9/11/2001.
Did you feel, were you crying like you felt like you really knew this girl? Like she's on a baseball team with she's the only girl with a bunch of guys. Maybe she wants to be a man.
There was
she
a little bit of that. There was a little bit of identification there. That's not why I cried. I cried because it's like all these people were just murdered. I don't think it's, I mean,
and I did.
The 9-year-old, I mean, goddamn, I just broke down. I couldn't. Right. How can you not cry for these people who are just slaughtered like that?
Michael, how do you do it?
It's not healthy to watch the news all the time either.
One or two of them must have been assholes.
They can't all be okay.
Yeah, maybe, you know what? Maybe that little girl was like the good child.
Right. By the way, you hear this? I thought I've heard this like years ago. I thought maybe they just kept the book out of libraries, but they're talking about changing it everywhere. Huckleberry Finn taking out the N-word.
That's so stupid.
It's written so ridiculous.
219 times. The character's name is Nigger Jim, and they want to get rid of it. And I think it's a way that it's the way that you talked. It's the way that was written, and if it's considered one of the greatest books of all time,
right?
You keep it the way it is. At what point do you start denying that these things happen?
Are you also going to take out the word "bitch" every time it refers to a woman as "bitch" in old stories, like you know, slut, whore? When she's not actually a whore, it's just you know.
Well, let's be honest; she was kind of whore.
but you know what I mean?
Are you also going to like change and add things to the Bible and shit?
Right, right, let's.
This is an outrage.
Are you taking out faggot? How many words are you taking out? Nigger is a horrible, horrible word. It's very hurtful. It comes from hurtful places. But this is, at the time...
Historically, it's very accurate.
But it's meant to be impactful. It's meant to jar you a little bit.
219 times. I don't know how much, you know.
Doug is saying they're past talking about it. The book is going to be published.
Weird.
So it's done. They are taking this word out. Somebody said we can find an in-between. And change it to nigga, Jim.
How about
ninja? Ninja Jim. That'd make it more exciting anyway.
Hey, I want to read this letter. This is from...
Or we can substitute it for nerd. Oh, no, I said the word.
Don't say... I can't...
Yeah, sorry.
One N-word to another.
What is your problem? God.
All right. Okay, just writing notes down that do not get invited to the wedding, if there was one.
That's cool. I can't afford Ireland right now.
I can. I'll go.
So this letter is from this person, Jordan. And he says, I'm turning 30 next month, Keith and the girl. I'm straight. I'm married almost 9 years. I give a nice, healthy shit about this email.
I'm turning 32 today.
Look at this. You can relate to this guy. I'm extremely gay, just like Michael. Long story short, in August 2009, my wife miscarried on her 11th week of pregnancy. We had tried hard to get her pregnant, and we were afraid prior to that, with all the military pumped into me before deploying, that we could not have a child. When she miscarried, she was heartbroken and went into depression for a while. As a man is supposed to do, I played her rock so that she could overcome her miscarriage, so I did not take the time to heal and deal with it all myself. I fell into depression for a while, but had no one to talk to about it, and I kept it all in. I did, however, turn to Keith and the girl, and that is what helped me get through the rough days that I was having. You guys made me laugh and smile and feel better when I was down. You brought such joy to me that helped me focus on the happy things in life. Skip to the 14th of December, 2010. My wife gave birth to our daughter, Sasha Kayla, here in Germany.
Do not have goosebumps.
That's cool.
I wanted to get her name tattooed and decided to add it. As I went back and forth, I remembered that you guys always end the prayers with L'chaim. As I considered this, I decided that there was no better way to finally put behind me and my wife's miscarriage, celebrate the birth of my daughter, and at the same time pay tribute to you guys that helped me through what was one of the hardest times in my life. Anna, my wife, is the one that scripted the L'chaim out for Keith and the Girl tattoo number 82. I wanted it to be her special thing that she added to the tattoo. I wanted it close to my daughter's name and ended up putting it right under it. Her name is one of those tattoos that can be read upwards and upside down, the same way, whichever way you look at it. I also wanted to do this to say thank you to you guys. You helped me through one of the hardest times ever. If it were not for your show keeping me solid, I could have never helped my wife. I think it's Keith that kept me hard when I banged my wife. Huh? Once again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope you guys will be around for many, many more years. All my respect, regards, and thanks, Jordan.
That's unbelievable. Great. This really made me tear up. I don't know how to... you put your daughter's name and something symbolizing our show right underneath it. And I hope he knows L'chaim means to life. So that makes a lot of sense also. But right. Wow.
Yeah, that's really sweet. What was her name?
Sasha.
The wife's name is Anna. The daughter's name is Sasha.
Mm. That's really sweet.
By the way, speaking of, you know, like, can you relate to that nine-year-old and this and that? There's this guy. His name's Graham Comrie. Lives in Aberdeen. And he thought somebody was impersonating him when he heard of a Facebook account of a Graham Cormie, same name, of Aberdeenshire. Friends even thought Cormie was using Cormie's photos since they looked so much alike. So I guess one is Cormie and one is Comrie. Okay. They looked so much alike. It's not an imitation, just an eerie set of coincidences. They're both professional photographers. The two men chatted online. They found that they both have redheaded wives. They were both set to celebrate their silver wedding anniversaries next year. They both have two daughters.
No.
They both owned these Lhasa Apso dogs.
So whatever Lhasa Apso. I had one of those ones.
Well, they have the exact same dogs. Dogs, plural. When they saw each other's pictures, they realized they were the absolute spitting image of each other.
Wow.
The Grahams are only 2 years apart in age. They live only 10 miles from each other. They are not... blood related.
They're not?
No.
I keep waiting for like these separated twins.
No.
Like wait a minute.
Boys from Brazil story.
They live within 10 miles of each other and they've never run into people who know both of them who are like, oh, you kind of remind me of this other person that's similar. Like,
no, but 10 miles is 10 miles. And 10 miles in some places you don't have, I don't know, 10 miles here is Long Island.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, I guess you're right.
And...
10 miles here from here is New Jersey.
You always have to be right.
Yeah, but this sounds like a small town, though.
I've been into this. Well, by the way, that's how Hendy gets. She's a woman. But right across the hall. I've been here a week. I can't tell you what those people look like. You know? There could be me's right there.
Yeah.
No idea.
No, there could be a me right above us, but like three floors up, you know, doing a radio station called Chemda and some guy.
The guy.
Right. Well, she's a little different in that way.
True, yeah. Do you guys get into football? See what I did there, Lauren?
Yeah, you know, sometimes, son.
We're in the championship rounds, of course. Baltimore playing Pittsburgh. Green Bay and Atlanta. Seattle, who has no right to be there, and Chicago. Honestly,
Seattle's the underdog.
So they're more than the underdog. They shouldn't be there. There's this. You know what? It almost reminds me about electoral college versus the popular vote. Yeah. When you're the best in your division, you go on to the playoffs. Well, you can be a shitty team in the best of your division. Yeah. So you have these teams in the Super Bowl, like, you know, 12 wins, 4 losses. Everybody's up there, 11 wins, 10 wins at the low. I think you have to be 11 wins now. Except for Seattle, who was the best in their shitty conference, won like 7 games, maybe 8 now. And they're up there with the other people. And they end up beating New Orleans last week. And
former Super Bowl champs.
Right, right. So they're out of there now. Which, you know, they already caught their break. That's enough. Right, calm down. Right. Who dat? Wait, okay, I know who dat is.
So we're even with Katrina now, right? They got good. The Super Bowl.
Right.
I didn't hear... Ooh, Pittsburgh in there? Did I?
Absolutely. Pittsburgh's going to play Baltimore, which is very scary, actually. And the New York Jets is in it with New England. And Brother Love was here for the last New York Jets game, as is Tech, and, you know, we're watching it. And Tech could not tell what team Brother Love was rooting for. Because the Colts would score, and Brother Love would go, yay, fantastic!
He's on the kill myself team.
Yeah. And Tech's like, I don't know who you're I don't know who you're rooting for. Yeah! Oh, another one! This is great!
Oh, by the way, Brother Love is responsible for the first spill in here, which only makes me happy because I thought I would be. So
I thought you would be, too.
Yeah, I know you did.
Oh, wait, I have another Maui story, by the way, later. Continue.
Well, I tested out the sound in this apartment. Brother Love was over. Nobody complained.
That's awesome.
Go ahead, what were you saying?
So one night, my mom, Chemda, and I... We're hanging out outside this place we were staying, and Chemda goes to the bathroom, and we're all drinking wine. And so I said to my mom, I was like, I'm just telling you this because it'll be really funny later.
Oh, this is mean.
Chemda's going to spill her wine at some point on this table right here, so don't leave your purse or phone right there.
Oh, my God.
I'm only telling you this because it's going to be so awesome and cute and funny when it happens.
And then I spill my drink and everyone's cracking up and I'm like, I don't get it. I'm really sorry.
We went to a poker game once.
Oh God.
And I was just watching her. It was like 20 guys and us. And we're playing poker at two different tables. And I'm watching her. And I know I said to the guy next to me, like, just keep your eye on that glass because it's about to go down.
It totally did. Right as she thought it. I think she's doing it. It's not fair.
She's rounding out the bottom somehow.
It's all my fault.
Well, look, I have a sippy cup now.
Like a child.
It's part of the reason. Look, there's a lot of equipment over here. When this falls, maybe a little bit drips out, but I'm good.
By the way, I want to know that fan that wrote in who said they were my biggest fan, do they have my tattoo? Do they have my name tattooed on them?
I don't know.
Elvis does. Get on that. Just kidding.
LaurenHennessy.com, they could write you.
Hey, there's a movie going to be about made for TV movie about John F. Kennedy and Jackie Onassis, and it starred Katie Holmes as Jackie O and Greg Kinnear was JFK, and they made this for the History Channel, like a big miniseries, I believe. And they're working with the History Channel. They finish it. They show it to the History Channel. History Channel watches it a little more closely now, and they go, none of this happened. They will not air this show because too many things they felt are not factual.
Wow. Good for the History Channel.
But you didn't check the script. You're not, did they really like?
Maybe they checked the script and then the actors embellished too much, or the costume designer didn't, maybe everybody just went under their job enough for it not to be accurate enough. Right. Do you know what I mean?
Also, there's always a writer on set there doing rewrites and things like that. So it could have been that too.
Maybe the fact checker was off that week.
Oh, I heard in this version, John Wilkes Booth pops out on the grassy knoll with two machine guns.
It was him.
Magic bullets theory, they call it.
I want to see this movie. See, this is history.
Yeah. Oh yeah, maybe they should call it something else. What if this happened,
Tom Cruise stops the bullets and carries Katie Holmes off.
Keanu Reeves comes over there.
And they go to the Scientology compound.
Sounds interesting to me.
And John Travolta blows them all. And the History Channel said, I'm not pleased with this. So who knows if you ever see that. Michael, happy birthday.
It's my birthday.
That's right. That's right.
As much as Michael says that, he doesn't want anything for his birthday.
I just want to
tell thousands and thousands of people it's my birthday. That's
he
all
wants
I
to
want.
Be acknowledged.
That's it.
What's not your website?
Michael Approved. Find me on Twitter, Michael Approved. Find me on Facebook, Michael Approved. Find me on my blog, michaelapproved.com. It's just Michael Approved.
Approved with a D at the end.
Approved, yeah.
Yeah, like you approved it.
That's right.
But it's not.
You got to first apply, then I'll approve it.
Well, this is my brother in case people haven't figured it out yet or don't know yet. Hello, Michael, my brother. And this is my girlfriend/boyfriend, Lauren Hennessy.
Of course, Mr. Hennessy's website, like she said, he said, fuck, you go to laurenhennessy.com.
See, I'm confusing people already.
And your Facebook's on there, blog is on there, a lot of pictures. It was done by Keith's girlfriend. Well, when we get her on the show, we'll see if she's still his girlfriend.
Or wife.
Or boyfriend.
Or fiance.
Or boyfriend.
I don't know what's happening.
Lauren Hennessy, yeah, she did such a great job with it, and she's been so patient to me. I'm like, oh God, I've sent her like so many stupid little changes, and she's just been really cool, and I can't wait till she gets here in February. We're gonna have a tutorial and coffee, and she'll teach me some nerdy things that I need to know. So anyway, that's laurenhennessy.com, spelled like the cognac.
Lauren's biggest fan is writing in response to what you just said. I have a phantom tattoo of Lauren's name.
You cunts!
Nobody can see it, but in my heart, I know it's there.
Awesome.
Well, thank you guys. That was a very fun show. I've been dripping all day. I know that.
I got blue balls. I know that.
It's my birthday. You all know that.
I can fuck everyone.
Ahemda, today's sponsor, please.
Oh, yes, sir. Today's show is brought to you by I Reconnected with MyFirstLove.com. I Reconnected with MyFirstLove.com is searching for people to complete a questionnaire for those who have reconnected with their first love. Go to I Reconnected with MyFirstLove.com and submit your anonymous responses now.
There you go. We'll catch you guys tomorrow.
Keith and the girl.com.